Americans have a lot of stuff. In the 60s and 70s, that led to the creation of the self-storage industry. Now, some companies are expanding the market by going upscale. As NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami, wealthy collectors now have options to park everything from art to automobiles.
Over the past decade, Miami has developed a reputation as a place to buy and sell fine art. It's been spurred in large part by Art Basel Miami Beach, an annual event that has grown into one of the largest art shows in the U.S. That's led to a boom in art galleries and other companies that specialize in handling, shipping, and storing art.
It's not just from South Florida. We have clients coming in weekly from Europe and South America as well.
David Lombardi owns Museo Vault. Outside, it's a multi-story concrete building with few windows. He's speaking inside the cavernous art storage facility. Lombardi got the idea for the business after the active 2005 hurricane season at an Art Basel event where he heard one of the main concerns of insurance companies.
How to keep artwork safe in this environment where we have 5 or 6 months of terrible hurricane storms that come through.
Museo Vault is designed to withstand the 200-mile-per-hour wind speeds of the most powerful hurricanes. Art is stored at least 35 feet above sea level to prevent water damage from even the most ambitious storm surge. Marty Margulies is one of Miami's top art collectors. He says all art collectors here need a hurricane storage plan that satisfies their insurance companies.
They want to see sprinklers, hurricane glass, concrete structure, that type of thing.
Just a few dozen miles north, Museo Vault has a competitor, another new high-tech storage company called RoboVault.
This is one of the two means of access to the safe deposit box room.
Marvin Cheney helped pioneer the self-storage industry in Florida. He's now built a facility that also offers protection against the most powerful hurricanes, plus security that looks like something out of a Mission Impossible film. Like a bank, there are safe deposit boxes. To access these, though, you need an ID, a PIN number, and you press your index finger on a scanner.
So it requires your fingerprint. This is our private vault area.
There's also a special set of rooms for storing wine. But the most impressive feature is the robotic storage and retrieval system.
You can see here the beginning of the process. The car is starting to be put away.
A robotic arm has picked up and is returning to its storage unit a Ferrari 430 convertible. A big part of RoboVault's business is storage of vintage and exotic cars. But Marvin Cheney says the biggest growth in his business lately has been in precious metals. Gold, and especially silver, take up a lot of space. One problem many investors soon encounter is where to keep it.
We will receive precious metals on behalf of our clients. We will store the precious metals, we'll quantify the precious metals, whether it's silver bullion versus gold bullion, and through our insurance carrier, Lloyd's of London, we will insure the precious metal while it's stored here.
And there's an added benefit. Clients who put gold, silver, and even precious gemstones on deposit with RoboVault can use it as collateral for bank loans. With the uncertainty of the economy, Cheney believes the move to hard assets like art, wine, and precious metals is only going to continue, and people with valuable stuff increasingly will need somewhere safe to keep it. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.